And you're with Tim here on Lunch on Live 89.5. My guest is Doug Catterall. He's a 66-year-old Australian man. He's survived prostate cancer and he has ridden a push bike. I'll say it again. He has cycled his way from Bali to Phuket, arriving on the island this week. Doug, when was the first moment that you thought, I'm going to get on a push bike and I'm going to ride a bike from Bali to Phuket?
Tim, I do a lot of thinking at night or during line, sleeping hours and in the morning. And one morning I thought, I do want to get up and see Pete and Shaz here in Phuket. And I had been to Bali late last year, and a dentist there loaned me his bike, and I'd had a ride around Bali, and I thought, gee, I could really do this trip. So it was really lying in bed one morning. I decided, yep, I'll do that. I'll give it a go in any case.
Absolutely. Now, there's a little bit of an impediment, a little bit of a challenge between Bali and Phuket. There's a lot of water. How did you jump from one to the next to the next? Just quickly, take us through the route that you went from Bali to get here on the island of Phuket.
Sure, Tim. Straight out of Kuta, Denpasar, and en route to Jakarta. Obviously, there's a ferry required, only a short distance between Bali and Java, and that's very straightforward operation. There's no cost involved with taking your bicycle over. And there I just followed my nose, really, to Java. I certainly didn't go the most direct route. I came through the centre places en route to Yogyakarta, which is the second or third main city, and then up into one of the mountainous areas where a city of Salatiga sits at approximately 700 metres above sea level, and then down and along into Jakarta. Problems in Jakarta trying to find a ferry across to Medan. The top of Medan is where I was originally heading, but very hard to get information from the shipping company. The main government one is Pelni. So I ended up taking a very comfortable ferry across to Batam Island, which is just off Singapore, and then onto Singapore via virtually a speed ferry. Yeah, and from Singapore, directly up through Singapore, of course, Malaysia, and around here to Phuket.
An unbelievable journey. Any idea how many kilometres you covered, Doug?
My best estimate, Tim, is on cycling, 2,600 k's, and that left the remainder by obviously ferries, and I did take one short train ride near KL to avoid that city as well.
And in terms of the time it took, how long has the actual journey, the 2,600 kilometres of cycling, taken? How long in total from Bali, the day you left Bali, to the day you arrived in Phuket?
Well, I left Bali on the 23rd of January and arrived here, I'm almost certain it was the 15th. And I figured on, I've done the 2,600 k's in 24 days.
And is it a performance cycling bike? Is it like a mountain bike, or is it your average go to the bike shop and grab a bike?
Jim, I didn't go to the bike shop. I went to the local pawn shop and was quite impressed by this bike. Negotiated a $250 Australian buy-in price, and I've gone from there. I got it serviced in Bali at a very reasonable cost, and it's been great. It is a mountain bike. It's Giant, the brand, an American brand from memory. So it's been good. The gears are well worn now and in need of more service. But yeah, a very economic trip. Certainly wasn't a performance trip, because the idea was that I was meant to lose weight.
And did you?
I believe I would have, but it's strangely going on now that I'm here in luxury at the Shava Resort.
What a surprise. The Shava Resort, the sponsors of the Doug Catterall Bali to Phuket trip. Doug, just finally, what's your message to men and women in their 60s having a few challenges in their life, might be going through a cancer scare of their own? What's your message to those men and women in their 60s that are listening to this?
Cancer is certainly not a death sentence, and it's a challenge. There's great surgeons and great help out there. You do have to make lifestyle changes, and it'll be ongoing, but once you get your head around that, then just get out and get on with whatever you want to do.
Doug Catherall, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Live 89.5. It's an inspiring story of a man riding 2,600 kilometres on a push bike. I want to thank you for sharing your story with us, and enjoy your time here at the Sharva Resort here in Phuket.
Tim, thanks for your interest very much.
You're welcome. That's Doug Catherall. Tell me what you think about that. Go to facebook.com, the Phuket News, and have your say. This is Tim on Lunch on Live.